You have your Bibles today. We're going to get ready to go to the Word of God. I know that some of our announcements and things have been a little longer than normal on a Sunday, but you just can't have church without every once in a while having some announcements and telling you about some of the things that are going on. And I'm excited about the things that are going on here. It's a lot of great things. It's positive to hear all the good things that God is doing. Joshua chapter 24, we'll begin reading in verse 14 in a little bit, all right? We'll get you there. I want you to go ahead and have that. I'm using the New International Version. If you have a different translation, it will work, and you will be able to follow along, I promise. Chapter 24, 14 through 30. I want to talk about the powerful statement that's made by Joshua in that. It's very well known, I know that, when he says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." We will serve the Lord. Now, in the spring of 1981, I don't know what you were doing in the spring of 1981. How many can remember 1981? All right, some of you weren't born then, and you have no memories of 1981. That's okay. I have memories from 1981. I was in college at that time. Hey, I want to say, while I'm thinking of that, thank you to the church for the birthday cards and the gifts. And the church Wednesday night gave me a gift, and it apparently... It's the kind of gift I can only use at a golf course. I don't know what they're trying to tell me, but apparently I've been green-lighted for some greens. All right, so anyway, if you'd like to come along, just let me know. But in 1981, I was in college, and in spring, I did something that I rarely did because I grew up in church, and everything was off limits when I grew up. We didn't go to movie theaters, and we didn't do a lot of stuff like that, and we certainly didn't go to concerts. But I went to a concert in the spring of 1981, and the person who was doing this concert was Bob Dylan. I don't know if you ever heard of Bob Dylan, but at that point in the spring of 1981, many people were confused with Bob Dylan because he had about two or three Christian albums out at that time, and then after that, he didn't do any more of them, and I don't know. I'm not going to get into all of that, but it was a bizarre scene as I entered into this complex for this concert because it looked like people had been thawed out from the 60s to attend. All right, and it was, you know, so there were some Christian songs he was singing, and then there were some other songs. The people behind me, there was something that they were smoking. I don't think it was a cigarette. And that was going on. But the people in front of me had their hands raised praising the Lord. Very bizarre, all right? Very bizarre. But at that time, Bob Dylan had a song called "You Gotta Serve Somebody." It may be the devil, it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. All right, anyway, that's kind of how he... the reason I like Bob Dylan because he couldn't sing, so it made me feel good. Like, there's hope. This guy's packing it out. Apparently, you don't have to be that good. All right, so, I remember in the concert he said, "Some people wonder why I sing like this. If you learn to sing on the streets of New York, you'd sing..." Anyway, so that's kind of, that's how it keep people from attacking me and mugging me. Either here or there. But the song, "You're Gonna Have to Serve Somebody." Does anybody remember that? How many of you remember that song? "It may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody." Well, Joshua's kind of having his Bob Dylan moment in chapter 24, where he stands before the people and declares to them, "You better make up your mind who you're going to serve." Now, I don't believe it would have been a Bob Dylan concert. It was a little more serious occasion than that, but I want to look at that today. Let's read in chapter 24, beginning in verse 14. It says, "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you're living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our forefathers up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God." Joshua said to the people, "You're not able to serve the Lord. He's a holy God. He's a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end of you after he has been good to you. But the people said to Joshua, no, we will serve the Lord. Then Joshua said, you are witnesses against yourself that you have chosen to serve the Lord. Yes, we are witnesses, they replied. Now then, said Joshua, throw away the foreign gods that are among you and yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, we will serve the Lord, our God, and obey him. On that day, Joshua made a covenant for the people, and there at Shechem, he drew up for them decrees and laws. And Joshua recorded these things in the book of the law of God. And he took a large stone and set it up under the oak near the holy place of the Lord. See, he said to all the people, this stone will be a witness against us. It has heard all the words the Lord has said to us. It will be a witness against you if you are untrue to your God. Then Joshua sent the people away, each to his own inheritance. And after these things, Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110, and they buried him in the land of his inheritance at Timnath-Serah in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gaash. So, let's pray. Father, thank you for your word today. I pray, God, that as we hear the word, that we'd understand and we come to a place, Lord, of deeper commitment to you. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we live in some fast-paced times. Decisions are pressed on us to be made quickly. I don't know if you've ever had the experience of walking onto a car lot and having some guy tell you that you got to make this deal today. That you got to make it in the next hour. I don't know how that makes you feel, but that makes me feel like I need to leave. But it's just, you know, one of these things. We can't guarantee that that'll be here if you, you know. Well, it'll be somewhere. You know that. But we live in those kind of things. I worked for a company years ago. It was a cinnamon roll company. And my boss told me that we were an impulse product. The biggest competitor was Cinnabon. He goes, and he says, you know why Cinnabon's in the mall? I said, no. He goes, so when people walk by, they smell it because nobody goes to the mall to buy a cinnamon roll. You sell cinnamon rolls in the mall when people walk by and smell it and go, well, I got to have that. It's an impulse. And it's, you know, how many decisions and how many things that we, choices that we make are quick decisions, quick choices, impulse decisions. But listen, serving the Lord is not an impulse decision. It's not some quick decision. Joshua said, this is my life. I thought it through. I looked at everything and weighing in where God has taken me, where I am right now, and where God is going to take us. I'm declaring this. We will serve the Lord. You've got to make up your mind, and you've got to decide what you're going to do. But as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. And I want to look at that today, and I want to look at the serious commitment that comes out of Joshua's mouth and out of his heart before these people, because it is a decision that's made within the context of time. It's a decision that has a historical context to it, what he's seen the Lord do. It's a decision that was looking at where they were right then and what God needed to do in their lives, and a decision is where they were going as a people. And I want to look at that statement, we will serve the Lord, within those contexts that Joshua brings to the table. Let's look, first of all, with this historical perspective, when we say we will serve the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord because I know where God's taken me in the past, and I know what God's done for me before. And when I say we will serve the Lord, it's not just something on the moment, but it's something birthed out of what God's been doing in my life. I want to say something to all of you today, no matter where you are at serving the Lord, and no matter how long you've been serving God, maybe it's only been days or months, a few years, maybe it's been your life, but it's important with us as people to have history with God. It's important to know what God has done in our life. It's not that you can live in the past, because how many know you can't live in the past, right? But you can learn from the past. And you can learn things. Just a simple truth like this, that the more I trust him, the more I can trust him. The more I serve him, the more I want to serve him. When I depend on the Lord, I learn that God is good and that he never fails me. And when I learn to trust in myself, I learn that that usually brings me to disaster. Let me talk a couple of things in Joshua's past as he stands before these people. How about Jericho? Have you ever read the story of Jericho? It's a great story to read in the Word of God as they come upon this city that is fortified, that looks like it cannot be penetrated. Its defenses are that strong. Yet God gave Joshua a very clear plan, a somewhat bizarre plan, yet very clear instructions as they were to march around that city for 7 days, one time each day. And on the seventh day, they would march seven times and give out a great shout. And when that great shout was given on that seventh day after seven times, the walls came down. The